And when I came to see you previously, in September, you described that we can conceive of Madhyam Adhikari in three ways. You gave some examples about 1 foot in the spiritual world extending here, etc. So, in Prabhupada's books, when he talks of Uttam Adhikari, he sometimes speaks in a very broad and general way.
How it is?
And like he will say, one who chants the prescribed number of rounds of mala, and who is always absorbed in thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness, that is an Uttam Adhikari. And then in other places, he gives a very high definition of Uttam Adhikari. So as you said, we could conceive of Madhyam in three different ways. Are there different ways to conceive of Uttama?
Yes. Now, the three types of Gurudev. What I told to you, that is not three stages of Vaishnava, but three types of Gurudev. Uttama Adhikari, when he plays the role of Guru, Acharya. Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari, to one leg there, and by the order of Krishna, another leg here, and he does the duty of an Acharya. And one leg here, and another leg putting there, Madhyama Adhikari, he also discharges the duty of the Acharya. And the lowest class of Acharya, two legs here, but eyes are there, and he is doing the duty of Acharya. This is the gradation of Acharya. And the stages, according to Vaishnavism, that is another. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Archayame Bahari Japuyam Sodhai Hati, Notad Bhakti Sujaneshu Shabhakta Prakita Smita. The lowest class of devotee is this, Vaishnava. And the second class, Ishwari Tadadhineshu Balisheshu Dishasvija Prema Maitrikipu Peksha Jakkaruti Sa Madhyama. And Sadbha Bhutishu Japvashid Bhagavad Bhava Mahatana Bhutani Bhagavad Tadmanyesha Bhagavad Uttama. The highest stage in Vaishnavism, in according to Bhagavata. And Mahaprabhu gives us three stages of Nam Bhajanakari Vaishnava, of another quality. Ordinary Vaishnava into three classes, and the Nam Bhajanakari Vaishnava, they are also got recognition in three stages. Eko, even pure name, even once one can utter, he is Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnava. And who always utters the name, he is Madhyama Adhikari. And Uttama Adhikari, whoever will cast a glance into him, he feel tendency to take the name. That is, Jahare Dekhile Mukhe, Aishe Krishna Naam, Tahare Janive Tumi Vaishnava Pradhan, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Uttama Adhikari. Nam Bhajana aspect, the highest Vaishnava is he. Whoever will come across and cast a glance, he will feel name. To take name in him, that is the highest type. And who is always taking name, he is Madhyama. And at least once who has got pure name in his tongue, he is Kanishtha Adhikari. ଏକ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ଯାହା ମୁଖେ ତାହାରେ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ତୁମେ ଜାଣିବେ, ଆଜି ନିରନ୍ତର ଲୟ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ତାହାରେ ଜାଣିବେ ତୁମେ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ମଧ୍ୟମ, ଆଉ ଯାହାରେ ଦେଖିଲେ ମୁଖେ ଆଇ ସେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ତାହାରେ ଜାଣିବେ ତୁମେ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ପ୍ରଧାନ ସର୍ବୋଚ୍ଚ। ନାମ ଭଜନ କାଲି ଥ୍ରୀ ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହଣ୍ଡ୍ରେଡ୍ ଜାଣିବେ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ଥ୍ରୀ ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍ ଦେୟାର ଆନଦର ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ବାଇ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ଦି ଅଧିକାର ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ଇଜ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବିଂ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ରେସ୍ ଟୁ ଆସ୍। ସୁରସେ ବିହିତା ଶାସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ହରିମ ଉଦ୍ଦେଶ୍ୟ ଜାକ୍ରିୟା ଶୈବ ଭକ୍ତି ରୀତି ପ୍ରକ୍ତା ଜୟା ଭକ୍ତି ପରାଭବେ। ହୁଜ୍ ରିଲାଏନ୍ସ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ରିଗାର୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଶାସ୍ତ୍ର ବିହିତା ଶାସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ହରିମ ଉଦ୍ଦେଶ୍ୟ ଜାକ୍ରିୟା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦୋଜ୍ ରୁଲ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ରେଗୁଲେସନ୍ସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆର୍ ଫାଉଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଶାସ୍ତ୍ର ଇନ୍ ଦି ସ୍କ୍ରିପ୍ଚର୍ ହି ଆଟେଣ୍ଟିଭ୍ଲି ଅବ୍ଜର୍ଭ ଅଫ୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିସେସ୍ ଦିଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କନିଷ୍ଠ ଅଧିକାର। ଲୌକିକୀ ବୈଦିକୀ ବ୍ୟାପି ଯାହା କ୍ରିୟା କ୍ରିୟତେ ମୁନେ ହରି ସେବାନୁକୂଳୈବ ସାକାର ଯାହା ଭକ୍ତି ମିଚ୍ଛତା ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଶାସ୍ତ୍ରିକ ସ୍କ୍ରିପ୍ଚରାଲ ପ୍ରାକ୍ଟିସ୍ ଅର୍ ଏ ସୋସିଆଲ ଅର୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଏଭ୍ରି ମୁଭମେଣ୍ଟ ଇଜ୍ କଲର୍ଡ ବାଇ ଦି ଫେଥ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଗଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମଧ୍ୟମ ଅଧିକାର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ଲାଷ୍ଟ ଇହା ଯଶ ହରିର ଦାସୀ କର୍ମନା ମନସାଗିରା ନିଖିଲାସୁ ପବସ୍ଥା ଆସୁ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଇଭର ସର୍କମଷ୍ଟାନ୍ସେସ୍ ଦେୟାର ମେ ବି ହି ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଡୁ ଆକର୍ଡିଂ ଟୁ ଦି ଫେଥ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଗାଇଡିଂ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ହିମ୍ ଦି ଫେଥ୍ ଇନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ମେନ୍ ଗାଇଡେନ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଇଭର ସର୍କମଷ୍ଟାନ୍ସେସ୍ ହି ହରିର ଦାସ ବାଇ ବଡି ବାଇ ମାଇଣ୍ଡ ବାଇ ଥଟ୍ ୱାର୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଡିଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଏଭ୍ରି ୱେ ହି ଡାଜ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଏଭର ସର୍କମଷ୍ଟାନ୍ସେସ୍ ହି ମେ ବି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦି ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଟୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଉତ୍ତମ ଅଧିକାର। ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍ ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ରେସ୍ ଟୁ ଆସ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ ଆର୍ ଦି କ୍ୟାରେକ୍ଟରିଷ୍ଟିକ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହେ ବୈଷ୍ଣବ ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସର୍ଭିଚର।
But the Sisha, he will conceive of the Gurudev as Uttam Adhikari.
Yes, not only Uttam Adhikari, but he would even say the special delegation of the Lord. Lord or his supreme potency. Lord himself or his supreme potency, rather. In Madhur Rasa, maybe Radharani or Radharani's delegation, Rupa Manjari. In this way, variegated darshan is there. And Gurudeva, it varies. According to the progress, it may vary. The darshan will vary. But generally, in the primary stage, it is given to Shishya. See the potency of Krishna, Krishna himself, then potency of Krishna, then that kind of potency of Krishna, in this way it will develop. Do you follow? In this first stage, official disciple is requested to see Guru as Krishna.
Yes.
Then little higher, then he will be requested to see his potency. Then little higher, he would be able to see what sort of potency according to his demand, sukha rasa or madhur rasa or what sort. This differentiation will gradually develop there. In the first stage, Krishna himself, Bhagavan himself. Why? Sarup Shakti and Bhagavan, one and the same in there. No differentiation between Sarva Shakti and Krishna. Krishna and Sarva Shakti, total together. Look, you see, you should see Krishna himself with perspective within Krishna.
In Bhagavad Gita,
yes,
says Bhaktosi me sakha cheti, that it is best understood by one who is sakha, Krishna's, who's friendly towards Krishna.
Yes.
So Arjuna is, have read in the Gauragono Desha Dipika that he is Lalita or Vishaka from the spiritual world, Arjuna. So in the spiritual world, Vishaka is in Madhurya Rasa, but here with Krishna on Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is Krishna's friend.
Yes. Arjuna in Dwaraka Lila. Dwaraka Lila. But Gauragana Desha Dipika, if it is mentioned, I don't know, then it will be some reflection, a classification of type, it may be. Otherwise, Lalita, Vishakha, and Dwaraka and Madhur Rasa, there will be with Svetogama, with Rukmini, etc. Lalita, Vishakha. They will be there in Madhur Rasa. And narrowed down Madhur Rasa in Dwaraka. Lalita, Vishakha, Vrindavan, they will be represented in Dwaraka by Madhur Rasa to help their mistress, the Rukmini, Svetogama, etc. And in Arjuna, maybe it's a sort of similarity may be drawn. Not actually Arjuna is such. So something like a classification of that type, the nature, according to the analyzing the nature, we may classify Arjuna in that. Some sentiment thereof, some intelligence predominating, some sentiment predominating, some variegated qualification. In this way there are classifications. So in that way, that type may be considered there.
And color is also there.
The color and the posing, but they are higher in Madhura Rasa, they are already. In Sokha Rasa, just as in Subal, he is very adjacent to Madhura Rasa. And the Madhu Mangal, a little less. And Sridham, a little indifferent to Madhura Rasa. In this way, there may be classification. So in Dwaraka Lila, to represent Lalita Vishakha, there in the Madhura Rasa camp, there should be their dedication. And if it is written in any scripture, the Arjuna is that type, it is a question of type according to the variegatedness of the attributes. Okay?
Now, one question I had was that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
yes,
Mahaprabhu says to Sanatan that every letter of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna.
Yes.
So, but some of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the statements of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. Some statements are Shukracharya, Shishupal. So, how is it that we become, by hearing that sound,
Gauna Mukha Vritti Kimba Annoy Vitireke Vedir Kripatigna Keval Kahoye Krishna Ke. Are we acquainted with this passage of Chaitanya Charitamrita?
I don't know the Bengali.
Krishna, the aim of every letter, the aim and object of every letter to show Krishna, to identify, to give okay, dekhano, to show Krishna. Some direct, some indirect. Direct and indirect, annoy vetirek. Some showing Krishna indirectly and some directly. Annoy itarata. Annoyat itarata. So all not positive line, in the negative line also, showing Krishna. Do you find? Otherwise, the character of Hiranyakashipu, that is also playing a part to establish Prahlad Hari. It is necessary.
Yes.
The background, it is necessary. So, in indirect way, that is also showing its promises to show to Krishna. Krishna Lila, the contribution. I've got something to contribute in Krishna Lila in different ways. So, indirectly they are saying to Krishna, saying Krishna. Annoy, gauna mukha vritti. Gauna vritti or mukha vritti. The principal meaning or the gauna, ordinary meaning and special meaning. Gauna mukha vritti kimba annoy vetireke, direct or indirect. Anyhow, it is all showing to a finger towards Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, why that character was necessary? To establish the greatness of the devotion in Prahlada to Krishna. So it is necessary. For the structure of a building, brick, and many things necessary. So, in that way it has been told there. That everything is Krishna in Bhagavatam. That all helping, every brick is helping the building. Even what is seem to be false, concoction, that is also true, because that is necessary to show Krishna.
What is an example?
Suppose if to teach a child, you create a story to give him impression. Then that story, though you concoct, you imagine, still that has got some real value to teach the child. In that way, even the story may have some value, as in Aesop's fable. So many imaginary stories are there, but they contribute some lesson. In that way, it has got some value to contribute towards the truth, though imagination. Is it not?
Yes, yes.
Then it has got value, though imaginary. Aesop's fable, Panchatan Matram in Sanskrit, Hitavadish, concerning so many beasts, it has been designed. But the moral is there, the health save has got true contribution to the cause. So in Bhagavatam, everywhere, the imagination has got real value. Because it helps us, just as Vishasya Vishama Ushadam. Poison is a medicine to poison. Vishasya Visham Aushadam. one poison can drive another poison. So we are within concoction, within Maya, misunderstanding. Another misunderstanding may come to help me a little bit towards Krishna. And it is also possible. So whatever will help me to guide towards Krishna, that is real. So, by Rajogun, we subdue Tamogun. And by Satya, we subdue Raja. And then by Nirguna, we subdue Satya and go up. That is also a policy. Is it not?
Yes.
Do you follow?
Yes. So then that Nirguna platform, we want to be fixed. We want to be constant. Like mamchayo vyabhicharina. Without coming down again.
Continued flow is there, and we should try to catch that, to come in touch of that flow, nitya lila. We should try to live, connect and live in that plane of the continued flow underground. Surpassing everything. That ethereal flow, it is everywhere. The flow of the wind may not be present everywhere. The flow of the wind cannot pierce through the wall. But ether, the X-ray, it can pierce through the wall. So Krishna consciousness, all pervading. And we shall, through our Atma, only the aspect, our Atma, the soul aspect, can connect with that fine flow and enter there and identify himself within that flow toward Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the finest flow, all pervading and eternal substance. The lila, and that is a dynamic characteristic. There are so many things there.
So the difficulty arises on the relative platform, in the relative world.
What?
Some difficulty comes in dealing with the relative world.
Reality?
Relativity.
Relativity of the world.
Yes, that sometimes makes for a strong tendency to come down to the material platform and become offensive.
So the Maya is also existent. Maya is not nothing. It is also existent. The world is also existing. Still X-ray passes through it. If it is not X-ray, ordinary ray won't be able to pierce through the wall. So sadhu and the shastra, scripture and the sadhu, only the agent of that plane, they can come to us and they may help us to go there. Sadhu Shastra Kipai, Jodi Krishnan Mukhoi. We are within Maya. Mamevaji Prabhuddhanti Maya Medang Dharanti. The sadhu, his agent, come to our relief to take from the rigid conviction. Our conception in the materialistic world is very strong, maybe. But that also can be broken by the sadhu.
Nimai.
Maharaj went to Calcutta. Charu Maharaj?
Bhakti Charu, yes, he's gone to Calcutta.
Calcutta. Who else are come here? New person?
In three days, many will be coming.
Within 3 days.
Yeah. Rameshwar Maharaj is coming and many other GBCs.
because there will be a meeting.
Yes.
Important meeting.
Yes, this is
and also meet tomorrow.
This is a very crucial point.
Crucial point.
For our society in general.
Oh.
They'll come here?
Yes. Oh. This is a very crucial time for us.
Yes.
How we can learn.
Whether this way or that way.
Yeah? Yes, and or together. How we can proceed.
Rigid or flexible.
Yes, but you may have two rigids.
Two rigids, come.
You have put one question.
Some are thinking to...
Modification is necessary. And some think the no.
Yes, because you said...
Changer or no changer. Two camp.
Yeah.
You said in October that Guru's position is a free one.
Free.
And some are afraid. So many want to extend acharyaship. But there is a fear of anarchy. With so many free persons, then anarchy. So that is one fear.
Yes. So some sort of restriction should be, but life cannot be ruled by only law. Both must be accommodated. The scope to the merit, the scope to merit must be allowed, and there should also be sort of rulings there.
Yes.
Law and vitality. Law is there, but merit or vitality cannot be checked. They must have field, proper field. Merit must have proper field. In such way, we should accommodate. Fair field. There should be fair field. By law, should not check the proper person and only encourage improper one. Both sides. Regulation, law is also necessary to be subservient to the natural growth. Suppose a boy requests more food, he will grow, he will be more strong. If you equidistribute food, then it will be it will be injustice. According to his capacity, he should be given food, he will get more strength and do more work.
Yes.
So this sort of provision must be in the law, is it not?
Yes.
To make a movement quite living.
Yes.
But that is my opinion.
See, you have this sensitivity. And Prabhupada, he also had such sensitivity.
What is it? Sensibility?
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
Yes.
What is sentientness?
To know when the person needs the growth. But in our governing body and this sensitivity...
Must not be too rigid to government. This facility, that is... create a fair field. There must be a living governing body, not a mechanical governing body, but a living governing body. That is just as I told. Look at he will grow more, he needs more food.
That's right.
In this way, something like that. Fair field. Fair field. Facility must be given to the merit.
Yes.
As much as possible. As much as possible, our aim should be towards that. That more work is necessary. And who would be the general? Only seniority may be reckoned, but all the seniority may not do the work. Even the younger man may be promoted to be the general.
Yes.
Just as in the Rommel was given a position, and he cut a very good figure from the ordinary class he came. He is appreciated generally by the enemy and his own country, is it not? Have you heard the name of Rommel?
Rommel, yes.
He had got appreciation from even the enemy.
Yes, that's true.
He was given facility and he showed his capacity. So the body should be formed in such a way that the fair field is created, and the energy, the qualified persons, they may have better chance. Otherwise we will be jealous of one another and the work will be lost. The marriage must be given freedom and help. I think it should be like that.
Yes.
A fair field. So they have to take decision on that point in this meeting, very important meeting.
They will. Rameshwar Maharaj, he has proposed on this question of the extension of acharyaship that the GVC come to take your advice. So for certain they will come to hear from you.
Yes, they may come. I shall talk to them whatever I feel. I am a third person. I can give some advice according to my experience to them. Hare Krishna. Okay? Tapan. So Rameshwar Maharaj. Yes. And there is Bhagavan Das, this Sankirtan, Satsarup. They are more influential, is it not? Sankirtanananda. Kirtananda, Satsarupananda, and Bhagavan Das. They are more important.
Kirtananda, he is very aloof from any political dealings.
Any political.
And Satsarupa Maharaj, he is also aloof from any such. But Rameshwar Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhagavan Maharaj, Jai Pataka Swami.
They are very particular about the administration, constitution, all this.
Very rigid.
There are different types of persons. They are more Brahmanical.
Yes.
Satsvarup and Kirtanananda.
Yes.
And they are kind of nice more Kshatriya, administrative.
Sovar
and indifferent.
See, Rameshwar Maharaj once our Guru Maharaj, he said, all you GVC, you are like so many children, therefore I must stick my nose into everything. He said, but Rameshwar Maharaj, he is little intelligent. So, his concern, he wants to extend also this acharyaship. But one problem that the temple presidents are concerned with is they may invite one acharya to initiate in their temple. And so he will make so many disciples. But then later, he may call all the disciples to be with him in some local project. So then the president is worried that I will invite some acharya to initiate these new men and then he may take them away later. So this has perplexed them. So Rameshwar Maharaj, he has suggested one proposal that there can be extension of acharyaship, but the sishya, he should remain in that local temple. unless his guru, there is some blasphemy, aparad, or if he is going to leave Krishna consciousness altogether, under those circumstances he could go to be with the guru. But the guru should voluntarily allow the disciple to remain in the local temple so that it is strong.
In general, the local interest should be attended to, but in particular case, even if the guru likes, he may take his shishya, in a
yes.
very rare case.
Right.
But ordinarily,
generally,
wherever he is recruited, he may be deputed there for the service to keep the oneness of the whole ISKCON.
Yes.
This year, who is being elected as a president? This year?
The chairman.
The president?
No, on the 5th, they elect the chairman, the officers of the GVC.
Just like Bhagavan Das Maharaj.
Yes. Last year. So on the 5th, they will elect for the following year.
Who can be elected?
GVC. Different GVC.
You can anticipate that.
Now the president is Kirtanananda.
No.
Who?
No. Bhagavan Das Goswami.
Only
he is the chairman.
1 year or 2 years?
1 year.
1 year.
Vice chairman is
Jayapataka.
It's Jagadish Prabhu.
Where is he?
He is the Gurukul minister.
Secretary Jagadish.
Of Gurukul.
He is not an acharya.
No. He is Grihastha.
Jagadish.
And secretary is Jayapataka Swami.
Chairman, vice chairman, secretary.
Those are the officers.
And this year again, it will be a new election will take place.
3 new officers.
And that one may be continued if the committee wishes.
I don't think you can continue in the same post 2 years in a row. In different, you can be an officer, another officer, but not the same.
Who will be elected this year?
But if the committee likes, he cannot keep one. Extension is not possible under any case.
Currently, I don't believe it's possible. But they could do so if they like.
And that is good.
But this is what I was speaking, that we have, for Mahaprabhu's service, we have to engage in so many affairs in the material world. So it is difficult with so many dealings to keep our consciousness pure and free, and keep ourselves free from personal motives.
Nahi kalyand kit kaschit durgatin tato gacchati. Sincerity is the best qualification. Sincerity is purity. Inner purity is sincerity. Shraddha.
How do you define sincerity?
Sincerity. Saral hoide gorar shikha bujhiya loibe. We come to embrace the teachings of Mahaprabhu, appreciation. Sincerity is appreciation, inner appreciation. And the one who has got sincerity, he can recognize sincerity in others. One who has got intelligent reason, he can appreciate reason in another person. Is it not?
Yes.
When he has got that talent, he will see the talent in another person. Sincerity can detect no sincerity. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol.
This, you quoted this verse once, Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Darajani. That you can recognize also the qualities of your Guru Maharaj.
An unknown person, but by his dealings, Mahaprabhu detected you must have got some association with Madhavendra Puri. Otherwise, such conduct is impossible. The eye, inner eye, conjectured. Here is, I generally quote this note on, there was one barrister in Calcutta High Court. Aurobindo then absconded. Do you hear the name of Aurobindo?
Yes, Sri Aurobindo.
First he was a revolutionary. Then he absconded. And Norton, barrister of the governing government party, he used to read newspapers, and wherever he found a forceful writing, here is Mr. Ghosh. So such, this article must have come from him, so try to tackle the editor of this journal. And for me, we must get the clue of Aurobindo. Here is Mr. Ghosh in his writing. Sincerity. Hare Krishna. Madhavendra. Siva dharatmi Madhavendra Puri sambandha. Without that, such touch, he, without his touch, such thinking is impossible. Thinking of this layer, of this plane, cannot be had anywhere. Hare Krishna.
One other question I had was, how can we know after the disappearance of our Gurudev that we are pleasing him, that our that we will not go astray? Because Maya can trick us.
Your duty is finished. You may try to be true to your Guru. You have got a conception of your Guru Maharaj. You may ask to him, you should stand before his imaginary picture in you and ask, what way I am to go? Please direct me. And whatever we feel within, it will go, without being prejudiced by the present circumstances. That will be the highest. Okay? Because the conscience that took you to your Guru, he may not betray you. Is it not?
Yes.
After all, your spiritual conscience of the spiritual characteristic took you ultimately to the holy feet of your Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
He won't betray you. Since you have to stand before him, what I am to do? And that will be the final decision. Final decision. And also you must have the love of the institution, what he has created. I see you in one way, and the institution is created in another way. A great difficulty in me. Please guide me what I am to do. Follow blindly the resultant of the conclusion of your committee, or my inner consciousness as I imbibed from your advice direct. In rare cases, generally we shall try to work combined. But in rare cases, when such occasion will come, we have to take decision. According to me, I must believe my inner sincere conscience. Atmarthi prithiving tadit. There is a saying of Chanakya Rishi, quoted the great ancient politician of India, Chanakya. Tajet ekam kulasyarthe. This is niti. Niti means
advice.
Advice. For the clan, you should abandon one. Tajet ekam. One you may sacrifice for many. Tajet ekam kulasyarthe. Tajet gramasyarthe kulam tajet. Oh, tajet ekam. You may renounce me. You will attack kara. You may
family.
For family. Tajet kulasyarthe kul means family. To save the family, you may give up one of the family, one member. Kulasyarthe. Gramasyarthe kulam tajet. And in the case when the whole village and your family differ, you give up the family and stand on the side of the village. And then, deshashyati tajit gramam. When the whole country is one side and the old village is on the another, then give up the village and stand on the side of the country. Atmarthi prasivim tajit. But when the quarrel is between yourself and all others in one side, for your own interest, you must give up the whole of the world.